Sell, 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 sell. That's 5 times I said sell, okay? This module is about how to sell in the most efficient and profitable way, okay? You can sell something and you can really sell something well, okay? You can make selling sexy if you wanted to, if you know how, okay? So first point I'm going to talk about here is selling things as a package. Now, what does that mean exactly? Selling things as a package. What you want to do is ask, what if? Okay. Think like a buyer. So think like a buyer and try and think practical. What would you need to make this specific item complete? Or what can you add to it to make it a package? Okay. Now, for example, batteries, if it's an electronic, you know, batteries would make it complete. A power cord. I've come across a lot of video game consoles and monitors, you know, computer monitors that were perfectly fine, super nice, but they were just missing a power cord. Buy a power cord, bam, just increase its value by a ton and sell it for more money. Now, for each element that you add, you know, assuming you bought it cheaply, which in most cases, in this example and context, that is the case, like a power cord or a memory card or whatever it is, batteries, a missing part or a component, for each element that you add, you increase your profit margin because the perception of buying something complete has more value than the sum of its parts. Okay, so that means that if I buy a computer monitor, let's give a small example. If I buy a computer monitor at a thrift store for $8 and it doesn't come with any cords, okay? I buy the computer monitor for $8 and the reason they priced it so low is because it doesn't have any cords. I buy it for $8, I go and spend $2 for a power cord, which, funny enough, every thrift store I've gone to also sells cheap computer and monitor power cords. They've always got a section with like a million different adapters, plugs, and stuff like that. So you buy this monitor. Well, first you approach the monitor, okay? You run through the 4 weapons of determining value. You realize that it's a $280 monitor. Brand new, this monitor is $280 online. So you see it for $8. You go walk over and you buy a power cord for $2.50. So you've just invested total $10.50 for this monitor with a power cord. You know, you test it, works perfectly. If it didn't work perfectly, you can, you know, return it and get your money back. But they even, a lot of thrift stores even have testing centers in areas where you can test it out just to confirm. So you spent $10.50 on this monitor that's worth $269. Take it home, it works. Bam. Look what you just did. Now you can turn around and flip that monitor for $100 if you wanted to. You flip it for $100, you just made $90. Okay. You flip it for $185 or $175, you just made $165. Okay. So really keep that in mind. You know, think about missing elements or components, things you can add or change or do to make it more complete and create that better buyer perception and increase value. Second point is be holistic. You know, envision what goes with what to make a whole package. Now, one way to do this is, you know, just quickly jump on Amazon.com and search for your item. Now scroll down. If you scroll down, once you find your item on Amazon, click on it. Now scroll down. You should see what's listed under, right underneath your item, you should see a part called Frequently Bought Together. Now what that does is it shows items that people have frequently bought with that specific item. For example, let's say you search for an acoustic guitar. You click on it, you find it. You click on that acoustic guitar, you scroll down, you'll see a little part that says frequently bought together, and you'll see maybe the guitar plus an amp plus a guitar bag and maybe some strings. Now, if you bought that guitar and you flipped it, you'll make a profit. But let's say you invested in a couple other cheap parts, like a bag maybe and a cheap amp, and you widened your profit margin and sold it for even more. I mean, I've done that before, and I actually have done that with guitars specifically too. Okay. So maybe I have the guitar. Let's say I spend $50 for an amp and a guitar bag, and I increase the price by $100. Okay. I just made $50 on top of my original profit. So learn to start thinking that way. Start thinking creatively and just be creative. Okay. A package is always more attractive than single items. And remember, you're satisfying a need. And if buyers can basically, you know, get that with one-stop shopping, you'll make more money more often. Okay, package deals, packages appeal to more buyers. For example, you could put together a set of free weights. Let's say you've got some free weights and fitness equipment at home. What you can do is package those items with other items in similar to that category. For example, I've sold free weights and maybe I have a pair of lifting gloves, you know, sitting in my closet that I bought for $2 5 years ago. Throw those lifting gloves in there and increase my price, my asking price by $20. And safely get away with it because it all comes back to that perception, that buyer perception. You know, the value just increased. Okay. Or, let's see, what else can I think of? Maybe you have, you know, let's say going back to the free weights example, let's say you have a set of dumbbells or free weights. Maybe throw in a juicer and a recipe book with it. You know, start playing what if with different things. That way when you do that, you're targeting specific people. Let's say you throw in a juicer and a recipe book with your free weight set and you sell it for way more. Let's say somebody is looking to maybe go on a diet, change their lifestyle, and do it all from home without spending a lot of money. They come on Craigslist and they come across your ad and boom, they're like, oh wow, that is really cool. Yeah, they're offering not just the weights, but they're offering a freaking juicer. I could use a juicer and a recipe book. That's perfect. Why wouldn't I buy this? Boom. You just created a killer buyer experience, first of all, and you successfully, you know, flipped it all. So that's another thing you can do. Start, you know, learning to package things that way. And the fourth point you want to, you know, take note of is simply be efficient. Okay. I've experimented with the idea of compiling a package that would fit, that would basically outfit a whole small apartment. Meaning I've created complete living room sets and sold it as a complete living room set, a small apartment. You know, I've staged a whole living room with a couch, coffee tables, side tables, a carpet, TV stand, and a bookshelf maybe, but basically I've staged complete living room sets and sold it as a giant set. And basically that targets the people who are moving into their first apartment or, you know, they just moved into an apartment and they are looking for new things. You basically become a one-stop shop at that point, okay? So really, just try to start thinking creatively in that sense, you know, sell. You can sell more, you can sell for more, you know, higher profit margins. Let's say that that whole living room, that staged living room set that I created, let's say each individual piece that I collected and bought and packed, you know, brought inside, let's say that I bought, you know, total for everything, $20 here, $40 for that. Let's say total I spent $250 to gather everything individually, piece by piece. Now, think about this. Got it all for $200. Let's say I package, I stage the whole thing, and I price the whole set as a, you know, complete living room set or apartment setup for $1,000. Okay, I priced it at $1,000. I only spent $250. I sell it for $1,000. I just made $750 profit just by getting creative. Okay, so take advantage of that. It's awesome. It works. The more you do it, the more you try and think about it, the better you'll get.